Motorcycle caravans are the prelude to his public appearances. They're followed by supporters' cries of mito, or legend, the minute they see President Jair Bolsonaro. His middle name is Messiah, and he believes God has chosen him to lead Brazil. His fans think he has a different sort of superpower.
I'm a lawyer, but I'm wearing a Batman costume because I see Bolsonaro as a superhero without a cape, a guy who fights an entire system, defender of family values, against abortion.
Jair Bolsonaro was born here in the state of Sao Paulo to a family of humble means. He loved weapons and joined the army, but was expelled for bad behavior. He then became a congressman for an obscure right-wing party. But after 7 four-year terms, he began to stand out.
And he made his career basically using this bad behavior as an instrument to become famous. He's the one who says things that no one has the courage to say.
For example, that criminals should be shot on sight, that he'd rather his son die in a car accident than be gay. He's seen as a racist and suggests a woman's place is in the home. During former President Dilma Rousseff's impeachment session, he dedicated his vote to the officer who tortured her during Brazil's military dictatorship.
Just as false, see Bolsonaro as the reincarnation of the devil, supporters have an almost religious adoration for the president. A combination of hardline conservative values and nationalism have convinced millions of Brazilians that he is the only man who could save this country from what people like these regard as communism.
Since becoming president, he's loosened gun laws, even though 70% of Brazilians oppose the move. He's expanded agricultural and mining frontiers in the Amazon rainforest. And when Brazil's death toll from COVID-19 became the second highest in the world, he showed little compassion, insisting people go back to work even before there was a vaccine.
I am sorry for the dead. I am sorry. But we are all going to die one day. We have to stop being a country of sissies.
Bolsonaro has often been compared to Donald Trump, whom he greatly admires. Both a charismatic and anti-political establishment. Both show disregard for democratic institutions like the Supreme Court and Congress. And, like Trump, Bolsonaro's intolerance, insensitivity to the needs of the poor, and his handling of the pandemic could make his first presidential term his last. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, São Paulo.